joining us on the Trocare College Live Line as we get ready for Halloween from Buffalo History Tours and also with the Buffalo Harbor Museum. Mike Casella, who's joining us to talk a little bit about the spooky places you can go to in Buffalo. Because, Mike, you know, some people celebrate Halloween by trick-or-treating. Other people look to get a little bit of a scare at a haunted house. And then there's that third group of people that are looking for the actual haunted places in Buffalo, if there are any. You were the person that we were told to talk to who knows all about it, especially downtown. Tell us what you do with Buffalo History Tours and where some of these places that, you know, have the stories that might not be known to all of us are.
Hey, Brian. We do a canal side walking. We call it a ghost tour. But typically we start with some of the traditional folklore. You know, we talk about, the haunting of the Holiday Inn on Grand Island that's supposed to have a little girl. We go back as far as 1649 with the Griffin and LaSalle, and there's some stories about the Griffin disappearing and nobody's ever found it. Some of the other stories we'll touch on sometimes, depending, is like some of the stuff. One of the stories that we always like to tell is at the Lafayette Hotel. You know, the hotel was built in 1904 by Louise Bethune. She was the first recognized licensed female architect in the country, and she designed the hotel. It was supposed to be for the Pan American Exposition, but they never got it done in time. And in 1904, it opened, and it was a luxury hotel. And then over the years, it kind of took on a different clientele. It almost became like a halfway house, and there were some deaths associated in the hotel. And there was always a story about a on the fourth floor, there were, when they were converting the hotel, there were a couple of things that happened up there. When the ghost hunters were here, they took a picture of a hallway, and in the left-hand side of the picture, you'll see a gentleman, and in the distance on the right-hand side of the picture, you'll see two men standing talking. Well, according to the ghost hunters, there's only the gentleman on the left-hand side. Nobody saw anybody on the right-hand side. But they suspect that there was a murder there, and it gets kind of spooky because a superintendent was working there, and he found a door that was supposed to be locked was open. So he went in there, and he found shards of glass on a table, and it actually spelled out, "Help me." Well, so he goes back, he scrambles that all up, comes back out, makes sure the door is locked. Comes back the next day, and when he shows back up, the shards of glass say, "Help me," again. So that's kind of one of the stories that we like to talk about.
Wow. Mike, how long have you been doing this, and have you personally ever been, you know, kind of creeped out by something?
No, I don't get too creeped out about stuff. What I kind of tell people when I start the tour is that there's a lot of things that have happened that I just can't explain. My history, I was a test engineer for General Motors at River Road, a Tonawanda engine plant. And then I became somewhat of a Buffalo historian. I met the Buffalo Harbor Museum. I'm on the board there. And I start to dig into stuff. And but I have had some things happen, like lights going on, and particularly with my wife had lost her mother in 2001. And usually around her birthday, which happens to be the day after Halloween, she'll always talk about missing her mother. And we have lights that haven't gone on go on. We've had some issues with some birthday cards that she receives sometimes. Like she works for a doctor. My wife's very compassionate, and when somebody passes away that's a patient or a relative of a patient, she'll go and buy sympathy cards, and they need to be generic. And one time we went up to the drugstore and got some sympathy cards, and I picked one of them out myself, came up to the counter and gave them to her. And then we went home, and when she come out of the bedroom, she looked like she saw a ghost. And I said, "What's the problem?" And she said, "Look at these sympathy cards." And they all said, "Happy birthday to my wonderful daughter." So those are things I can't explain.
Creepy. Yeah, the supernatural. Well, you know, I know a lot of the Buffalo history tours that are being done, especially some of the ghost tours and things like that, are all booked up for the season. But, you know, if somebody's just looking to explore on their own, walk down around, what's maybe the best place that somebody can go in the Buffalo area by themselves? You might not need a tour, and, you know, just kind of take in some of the spookiness.
Well, there's a lot of kind of weird places, or, you know, a lot of the cemeteries claim to have floating lights in them and those types of things, but you have to be there after dark, and of course they're closed at that time. So those are the types of things that we'll talk about. But, you know, I have no real experiences other than the experiences I talked about with my wife.
Yeah. So the tours are pretty much full, or they're ending, right?
Yeah.
Is the interest, though, is there a lot of interest in these? Do they generally sell out?
They do. And a lot depends on the weather. This year has been a wonderful year. We actually added, my tour, the Canal Side Ghost Walking Tour, is Saturday nights at 7. We added a 5:30 tour because the 7 o'clock was selling out. We did very well with the 5:30 tour as well. But I think the weather has a lot to do with it. But people like it. I've gotten mediums on the tours, and one of the things, I've had three different mediums on the tour when I do them, and they all told me, they're all female, and they all told me that as I was walking around, I was either followed by a horse or a Native American on a horse. So I don't know. You know, I'm just saying that, you know, there has been some experiences that people have told me about.
Well, it was great to talk with you about it. And if you want any more info, check out Buffalo History Tours. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. Mike Casella with the History Tours, talking about some of the spooky places in Western New York ahead of Halloween.